And he was just, he was bringing it all back into its source all the time, back into its source all the time. And he was still doing practices. But it wasn't practices out of need, it was practices out of celebration. He was just celebrating it all. I remember when I first met him, I thought he had a nervous tic. He kept going like this all the time. You know, and you think, what a nervous person he is. You know? Then you realize he was using his hand as a beads. Ram, 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 ram. And then just this one other little story. I could tell in my inner gut who he was. And I knew who I was. Hear the tone? I knew who I was, and I knew who he was. And I wanted what he had, so I'd have it too. And the problem was he kept distracting me all the time. You know, you come and he'd talk to me about America. Who gave a damn about America? I wanted to get enlightened, you know? And I saw that more talking about America didn't get me anywhere. So one day I determined not to be sucked in. And I was brought out to the temple with this Indian man, and there was just this Indian man and me and Maharaji. It was late in the, it was sunset. So the Indian man and I came up to Maharaji's tucket, and we sat down in front of him. And I decided I had been reading Patanjali's Ashtanga Yoga. So I brought my awareness to my third eye, my ajna, and I sat there. I went into meditation. Like, damn it, you give me what I want. And he said, Ramdas. And he started to ask questions, and I ignored him. I just sat like this. I wasn't going to have any bullshit. He wasn't going to con me this time. I wanted it now. At which point, he leaned over on his elbow, and he started to snore. Okay. And when he snored, my body absolutely exploded. I mean, it was Kundalini City in there. My head started to shake like this, and my whole body was shaking like this. And I thought, I really experienced that I was about to break my neck. It was so violent. And at that, and I was getting frightened. And at that point, he sat up, and the whole thing stopped. And he said to the guy, ask Ram Dass how much money Stephen makes. I mean, what he's basically saying, when you're ready, you'll get it. You know, stop being greedy, be patient, don't rush, you know, get over that trip. Relax. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because ultimately, it's so ordinary that all the little increments in energy you don't even notice. It's not like I've got all this power. It's just like the little Japanese man isn't noticing that he is doing that for that reason. He's just, that's the manifestation, like the tree or the river. So I encourage you to look at your relationships as vehicles for awakening. Now there are two kinds. One is where you've got somebody in it that wants to awaken with you. And the other is where they don't. And those are just two different kinds of yoga for you. One is with satsang and one is without it. But the interesting thing about the one without it is that's in your own head. They're satsang, they just don't know it yet. And you're not demanding they be satsang. You're just looking through the veil of their mind's denial of who they are to be with who they are. But you can only do that when you're resting in it, because it takes one to see one. So you're constantly working on yourself, just coming back into that balance, into that equilibrium, and then looking and seeing everybody else here in the same space with us. We're all here together. We're all in this awareness. And then you see people dipping down, getting caught into their needs, desires, fears, personality, and losing the balance. And you're just sitting here saying, ah, losing the balance. Ah, so. Hey! Ah, ooh!